Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Thank you for tuning in today, and this is Pastor Bonner. I just want to take a moment to ask you to get your Bible, maybe a pad of paper, a pen or pencil, jot down some notes. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today. And while you're getting that, I want to take a moment to invite you to come out to Bible Baptist Church of Selah. We're located at 20 Tibling Road in Selah. Our mailing address, if you'd like to write, is Post Office Box 1089, Selah, Washington 98942. Our phone number, if you'd like to call, is 509-697-8895. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I've preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Then he said in verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. But notice what it says in verse 2, by which also you're saved if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you. Memory. You know, memories can be a fantastic thing, or they could be torture. One of the great poets said, memory was given us that we might have summer's roses right through winter. But sometimes that memory retains only the stinging thorns and blooms which have perished forever. Listen, memory is wonderful, and there's not a more wonderful faculty in the human mind. And it has been called the scribe of the soul. Now, memory is most amazing. It's the most amazing cupboard to store things in. The Scriptures repeatedly encourage us to remember. Now, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, as we look here, regarding the subject of memory, Paul declares the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. The gospel, that's salvation. And in a nutshell, it's found in verses 3 and 4, which is really dealing with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say this, at the very moment we receive Christ as Savior, our sins are pardoned. Our guilt is washed away, and we are justified through Christ, who is sinless, and he paid for all of our sins. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Listen, after we've been saved, there's to be spiritual growth and spiritual power from the Holy Spirit. After we're saved, there's to be understanding and usefulness and Christ's likeness. Listen, and it takes quite a while to grow spiritually. I've been preaching the gospel for about 48 years, and let me say this, every time I get in the Bible, the Word of God, I find wonderful things. I get excited. The Bible is alive. It is the Word of God. It's God's love letter speaking to us. Now, Paul writes to the saved here, and he reminds us of the gospel. Don't ever get tired of hearing about the gospel, and don't ever get tired of sharing the gospel with other folks, okay? It's the I like that song, Tell Me the Old, Old Story, Write on My Heart Every Word. It's the old story that can never really grow old. In verse number 1, he said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and notice this, wherein ye stand. We're in 1 Corinthians 15, 1, the last part, and wherein ye stand. Our spiritual standing, our salvation is in the gospel. No one gets to heaven without the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. We see here that Paul, as we look here, he got his historical facts directly from eyewitnesses. When you look in the Scriptures, and I want to take just a moment and go over to the book of 1 John chapter 1, and the Apostle John here writes to the believers, to Christians in 1 John chapter 1, and he said, that which was from the beginning, which we, notice, we, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. He uses we. John is talking about Peter and James and John and Philip and Bartholomew and Luke and all the others who were there and those who wrote the epistles and the books of the New Testament. So we have, as we read here in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 16, where Peter said, for we. Notice he said the same thing. We, Peter and James and John and Paul and so on. He said, we've not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, but we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter's saying, in essence, we just didn't sit around one day and sit around a table or somewhere and discuss what we were going to put in our writings. Well, we didn't discuss what we were going to put here in the Bible. He's writing here under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he said, we were eyewitnesses. John said, look, we saw it, we heard it, and we recorded those events. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And so Paul taught them some things here. He taught them the high moral challenges of the gospel, the spiritual truths of the gospel, and Paul wanted them to keep it all in their memory. In verse 3, Paul delivered it to the Corinthian church. And in verse 2, when we back up there in 1 Corinthians 15, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory here, he's saying, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. And for that, I want to go on down here to a couple of verses, and in vain refers to those who may have played a game called church. There are people who are not saved, but they played the part. Nicodemus, for example, in John chapter 3, he was religious, but he was unsaved. There are a lot of people who have religion, but they are not saved. And so there were many disciples and so on who turned back. And Judas Iscariot, the Bible said, was a devil from the beginning. I'm going to take a moment and go over to Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Here's the Lord giving a warning against false teachers. Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Listen, Jesus Christ said here that not everybody who says they are a Christian are really a Christian. Their life shows what they really possess. In verse 20 of Matthew 7, wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Jesus said, some people will come. They'll perform miracles. They'll do many great and mighty works. But he said, I will profess to them, I never knew you. Why? They work iniquity. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. Now back to 1 Corinthians 15 and down in verse 2. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. I want to back up to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 here. He said, that which I have preached unto you. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. The Apostle Paul writes under inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the local New Testament church at Corinth. And he said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it's the power of God. Paul said to the unsaved, it's foolish to come to church, hear a preacher get up and declare the word of God and preach the word of God. But to us who are saved, it's the power of God. To the unsaved person, it's foolish to go to church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. To the unsaved person, it's foolish to hear a person get up and declare in various styles and so on the word of God. Listen, some people are loud and some people are soft, but listen, it's declaring, stating the word of God. Verse 21 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God, it says, by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Listen, Paul preached to them, gospel preaching is a life and death business. And what a reason to remember. Paul said, keep in memory. What a reason. Go back and remember, if you're saved today, go back and remember the day when you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you and to forgive you of your sins. In 1 Corinthians 15, 2, he said, if you keep, in verse 2, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain, unless it was a false profession of faith. If you keep, that indicates a will on man's part. If you're not saved, are you willing to come to Jesus Christ and ask him to save your soul? It indicates a will on man's part here. And so when we look at the scriptures, let the word of God be your guide, and it will be your guard, and it will be your light. and let it be your treasure, and it will be your triumph. Above all, allow your focus to be on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the sum total of all. He's the substance of the written word, and Christ is to be the heart and glory of the gospel. The gospel shows us worth. The gospel gives us love. The gospel gives us hope, and the gospel gives us purpose. So when we come back here, Paul said, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain memory. Remember what God has done for you. If you ever get feeling tired and run down and just discouraged and so on, and you're having bad days and problems, and just go back and remember what God has done for you. Go back and remember the day when you bowed your head and or maybe lifted your head up, but you prayed and asked God to come into your heart and save your soul. You asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins. And the Lord said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's over in the Gospel of John. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. My friends, listen, if you've come to Jesus Christ and ask him to save you, he will save you and he'll forgive you of your sins. And if you're saved, keep in memory what God's word tells us here, and remember when Jesus Christ came into your heart and saved you. It's a wonderful thing to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Time is going by here. I appreciate you all very much for tuning in. Again, I want to invite you out to Bible Baptist Church of Sela. We have people that come from East Valley, from Moxie, from Terrace Heights, West Valley, from Yakima, as well as Sela. A few years ago, we had a family drive in for 5 years from Ellensburg to come to our church. If you live anywhere in our vicinity, come out and pay us a visit. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you in our service, at least to be an honored guest. And our phone number, if you want further information, is 509-697-8895. That's 509-697-8895. And it's been a joy and a blessing to be on the station today to share some of the Word of God and try to encourage you. Till next week, this is Pastor Bonner saying, have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ and keep looking up.
Thank you for listening in and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.